Today's daf is Psachim daf Nun Aleph, and we are 5 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Amid Beis, the 2 dots, B'nei Baishon. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Tova Rivka Esther bas Henshe Genendel, Sarah bas Batya, Yaakov ben Chaya, and Shoshana bas Chavaleh. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miril, and Le'ilu Nishmas Avram ben Yibadal L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So yesterday we began the 4th perek of Masechtes Psachim, a very well-known perek, Perek Mokoyim Shenohagu, which from a very high level deals with the halachos of minhagim. So we're all familiar with the concept of a minhag. Minhag Yisrael Torah. People often take minhagim even more seriously than halachos. And the truth is that a minhag has a very prominent, sometimes underappreciated and misunderstood place in halacha. The sugyas of minhag are scattered at different places in Shas, but without any question, Exhibit A is the 4th perek in Masechtes Psachim, Perek Mokoyim Shenohagu. So the perek began with a halacha. Mokoyim Shenohagu Lasois Malacha Barvi Psachim Ad Chatzois Oisim. Mokoyim Shenohagu Shaloi Lasois Ein Oisim. The Mishnah mentioned that there were 2 different minhagim in Klal Yisrael as it relates to doing malacha Erev Pesach before Chatzos. There were places where they did malacha, and there were places that didn't do malacha. Says the Mishnah, if you live in a place where the minhag is to do malacha, you could do malacha. If, however, you live in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, then you cannot do malacha. Says the Mishnah, this is where it gets more interesting. What if a person is traveling from one place to another? Meaning, I live in a place where the minhag hamakim is to do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzos. However, it just so happened that this year I'm spending Pesach out of town, and in that city that I'm going to be in, the minhag is not to do malacha, or vice versa. What's the halacha? Says the Mishnah, Noisnin olav chumrei makim sheyatzam misham v'chumrei makim shehalach l'sham. What you do is you always go to chumra. So if the chumra would be to take on the minhag of the place that you live in, that's what you would do. If the chumrah would be to take on the place that you're currently in right now, even though you don't live there, that would be the thing to do. And then the Mishnah concludes and says, "Va'al yishana adam ipnei amachlokes," which we didn't really explain. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain it. But at the same time, one thing is clear, that it seems that this idea that a person's supposed to conform to the local minhag is related to machlokes, meaning you're going to come to a city that has a certain minhag, and you're going to bring your own minhagim with you, could be by doing something differently than what the landsman do, that will lead to machlokes. So it sounds a little bit like related to machlokes, a person should be sensitive and make sure that he conforms to the minhag of the place that he's going to. But one thing is clear in the Mishnah, and that is that if you come from a place and there's a minhag hamakoyim, literally the name of the parak, makoyim shenagu, you have to shtel tzu to that minhag. On that note, zok the Gemara, b'nei Baishan, the people of Baishan. Baishan was a city, nog, they have a azlim, mitzur, letzida, b'mali, shabsa. They had taken upon themselves a chumrah. They didn't travel from the city of Tzur to the city of Tzidon on Erev Shabbos, even though technically they could have. However, they didn't. Rashi says the rest of the story is that there was a very big shuk in Tzidon, and the Yom HaShuk was often on Erev Shabbos. So by not traveling from Tzur to Tzidon, you were losing out on business. And Afal Pikin to B'nei Baishim made a chumrah, and they said that Erev Shabbos, he's supposed to be busy preparing for Shabbos. Misha Tarach b'Erev Shabbos, Yoichel b'Shabbos. And they took it upon themselves not to travel from Tzur to Tzidon and Erev Shabbos. The Gemara says, also B'nai Kamei Rabbi Yoichel. The children of the B'nei Baishan came to Rabbi Yochanan. Amrle, they told him as follows, Avos and Efshel, our fathers, our Zaydis, they were much holier than we were. They were able to take on this Chumrah. Anamle Efshelon, this is not something we can do. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan and said, Rabbi Yochanan, please help us get out of this mess. This is not something that we're able to adhere to. Amalusi told them, I'm sorry, there's nothing I can do for you. Kfar kiblu aviseichem aleim. Your Zaydis already made a Kabbalah, Shenemar, and the Pasuk says, Shema b'ni musar avicha, v'altitosh teira simecho, that a person has to follow in the ways of his father and his mother. And if your Zaydis already took upon themselves this chumrah, that this is something they're going to do, even though they didn't have to, and even though maybe it's deemed today for you as being cruel and unusual, but this is a real thing. It's not just a chumrah that related to them that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with you. To the contrary, And the truth is that this first Gemara is maybe the most powerful Gemara that we're going to learn today. Because you see from here, number one, the concept of minig. Number two, that the minig of a father and a zayda can have an impact on his children. And number three, it's actually related to a pasuk. Now, not a pasuk in the Torah, a pasuk in Ksuvim, a pasuk in Mishlei, but a pasuk nonetheless. Hopefully in the coming days, we'll try to understand this a little bit better. But for now, the people of Chizoy, Nagi, the Mafresh Chala, they had a minig that they used to be Mafresh Chala from Orez, from rice. Now, you don't have to be Mafresh Chala from Orez. You have to be Mafresh Chala from the five grains. Rice isn't one of them. But this was a chumrah that the Bnei Chozoi had taken upon themselves. Also, Amalei the Rav Yosef. So the people came and they told this to Rav Yosef. Amalehus, Rav Yosef told them, Nechli Zar Bapayo. I think you should set them straight. They have to know that what they're doing is wrong. And what they're doing is really unnecessary and maybe even ridiculous. He said, this is what you should do. Have somebody come, a Zar, let him eat the challah that they were mafresh from the Oiras in front of them. You could do it in my name, and like this, they're going to realize that it's not real challah. There's no inyan to be mafresh challah from rice. So the Gemara says, after Rabbi Yosef said this, Abaya was there, and Esav Abaya, who was Rabbi Yosef's Talmud Mubik, he asked him a question from the following brisa. The brisa says, Dvarim hamutarim v'achirim nagum en iser, iyat derashoni latirim b'fneim. If you have something that really is mutter, but other people took it upon themselves as a chumrah that they want to be noyig this chumrah, taloch is, you're not allowed to be matter it in front of them. You can't even act beheter in front of them. Meaning, not only can't you tell them that it's mutter, but you can't even be makel for yourself. You have to be sensitive to the fact that they took this upon themselves as a chumrah. Sabaya told Rav Yosef, how could we now go and have a czar, someone that's not a kohen, eat the challah of Oiris in the presence of the Bnei Chozois like this? They're going to realize that this chumrah that they're taking upon themselves isn't something that they necessarily have to do. Doesn't this violate the halacha of Dvarim HaMutarim, which the being mafresh challah from Oiriz is v'achirim nagu behem iser, like the Bnei Chozoi, but iyatar ashoi latirim b'fneim. So you're violating Rebbe. This is Abaye talking this halacha. Amar lo yisrav Yosef told v'lav mi'itmer Allah. Don't you know? Amar Rav Chizza said b'kutay. The only time this halacha is true is by Kutin. Kutin. These were controversial Jews, not for today, but these were people that, as it relates to today, they were lax in many areas in halacha, and it was only regarding Kutin that this halacha was said. Because Chazal were afraid that if you would go be mekel for this, that really is mutter in the presence of the Kutin, maybe they would take this as meaning, for example, in this case, there's no such thing as challah, and you don't even have to worry about the challah of the chamishis minedogan. So it's only in this instance that he sent it. But ordinarily, for people like the Bnei Chozoi, this is not going to relate. But Abaya told Rav Yosef, I don't agree, because Kutoy, my time, what's the reason that you're not allowed to be makel in front of a kuti, even for something that's really mutter, mishon the master chim milzah, because you're afraid that they're going to take this kula and they're going to run with it. It's going to be a slippery slope. But these people, being that they were lax in halacha, so you would have to be afraid for them as well. Meaning, it's not a din in kutim, it's not because of the yichus that they have, it's not because of their controversial state of Yiddishkeit, geri emes, geri arayis, it's because they were makilim, and there's a chashash that if you give them one kula, they'll end up with other kulas. So the Bnei Chozoi apparently were like the Kutim in the sense that they were looking a little bit for kulos, and it's for that reason Rav Yosef told Abaye, told Rav Yosef, I don't think it's a good idea to be making in front of them. Elam Rav Ashi said a different psak. He didn't agree with Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's psak was the Bnei Chozoi that they mafresh challah from Oirez explained to them that it's not something you're supposed to do. How are you going to explain that it's not something you're supposed to do? Have a zor, go ahead and eat the challah. Abaye didn't like that so much, and Rav Ashi agreed. So Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you what you should do. Chazin, let's look. Eat Ruben Oirez, Achli. If most people over there eat Oirez, meaning that's something that they commonly eat. And because they commonly eat Oirez, they're constantly being mafresh challah from Oirez, then don't do this. Because like we just said, they're like the Kutim. We're afraid. They're going to think there's no such thing as challah. This is what they're always eating, and you're always being mezalzel in their challah. So a problem can come with this. But eat Ruben Dagon, Achli. But if most of the times they eat Dagon, meaning they eat grains that really is chayim. Sometimes they eat pas oires. Then already nechel zar bapai. Then you should do it. Why? Even for the little bit of times that they eat it, why are you being mezazel? So Rav Ashi said, I'm going to tell you why. Because when it comes to chumas and maestris, every chumrah is also a kula. It's a double-edged sword. Because what's the chumrah? Big deal. Just be mafresh challah from Dagon. You'll burn it. You won't eat it anyways. So what are you worried about? You know what I'm worried about? Because if you're going to think that there's an obligation to be mafresh challah from Oiriz, then you may be mafresh from your Oiriz onto your Dagon. You'll be mafresh from something that you don't have to be mafresh from, on behalf of something that you do have to be mafresh from, which is what's known in the laws of Chumas Umaisis as being mafresh min aptur, oires, alachiyuv, regular dogon, and that's already a bad thing. Because being that it's not chal, chala on oires, so if you mafresh your oires on behalf of your dogon never really had afroshes chala. So it's going to come out, you're going to be eating tevel. So it's for that reason, Rav Ashi didn't want to completely ignore what they were doing. He felt they had to understand what they were doing was wrong. But at the same time, he acknowledged that if most people are eating it, then don't go down that road. Let them just do their thing. But at the same time, as if it's only a meal, then already he did a cost-benefit analysis. He said, it's only a meal anyways. I don't think we're going to be mezalzel in the whole union of challah. And at the same time, it's important then for them to understand the double-edged sword over here. And this was the halacha that he told them. So we just mentioned, that if people are machmer in a certain area, even though you're makel and you have every right in the world to be makel, but still don't be makel in the presence of the people that are machmer. I'm Rav Chisda, and we have Rav Chisda's disclaimer, that is Bekutai Yaskinim. The only time this is true is by Kutim, or people that are like Kutim, people that are mezalzel in mitzvahs. Because if someone's mezalzel in a mitzvah, and he gets his hand on a good kulo, what's going to happen? One kulo is going to lead to another kulo, which is going to lead to another kulo, which is an idea that we speak out a lot in the daf. Usually we think of chumras for more chashav people, bal nefesh yachmer. So the more chashav you are, the more you're meant perhaps to be machmer. But in halacha, especially in Medina de Gemara, you find very often that it was just the opposite. Now, Chazal were actually more concerned when it came to the Amei Ha'aretz than they were with the Talmid HaChachamim. And very often, they would impose chumras on the Amei Ha'aretz. Now, the Amei Ha'aretz had no idea that this was a chumra. They thought this was the real halacha. The Bnei Bashkar, Masech the Shabbos, London in the 18th century that we pick on, that Rabbi Yaakov Emden talks about in his Tshuva, the Shelos Yaivet. We just had now the Bnei Chayzai. So sometimes they were machmer, dafka, for the people that were more lax in areas in halacha, because to the contrary, the slippery slope. You give them one kula, the next thing you know, it's going to evolve into other kulas. But either way, this was Rav Chisda's understanding of the halacha of Dvarim Amutarim, V'achirim, and Nagu Behem Iser, Yator Rashoi Latirim Befneim. Zok Digim Mora. What? Is this true? Meaning, Rav Chisda's disclaimer that the only time this is true is Bikutai, for people that are lax in halacha, but for ordinary people, there is no such thing. Vatanya, we learn to the Braisa, the halacha's two brothers are allowed to bathe together in a mikvah. But in Kabul, which was a city, Kabul, near the minig was that two brothers would not go to the mikvah together. Maisa Yehuda v'Hillel, Banam Shor v'Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel had two sons, Yehuda and Hillel. They once happened to be in Kabul, and they went to the mikvah at the same time. The laws are alayim kol ha-medina, and the whole medina started talking about it. Amru, they said, mi yameinu lo ra'inu kach. We never saw such a thing. For two brothers to go to the mikvah together, it's unheard of. Nishmat Hillel, the yotzel le-beis achitzin. When Hillel heard that, so he left the mikvah, and he went to the beis achitzin. Now, Hillel didn't have to do that. What Hillel could have done was, is he could have just told him, you're wrong. Dvarim amutarim, v'achirim nagum amnisir. He could have said it's wrong. Now, he didn't do that. He didn't tell them mutarim atem. And these people, the people in Kavul, it doesn't seem like they were like the Kutim. It doesn't seem like they were the Bnei Chayzai. These were upstanding Jews. So why didn't he just tell them that, no, you're wrong. Ay, it's dvarim amutarim, v'achirim nagum amnisir. They had a special chumra. The Gemara will explain what the chumra is in a minute. But they had a special chumra that two brothers wouldn't go to the mikveh together. Who cares? They're wrong, and you have no right to tell. There should be no reason that you don't have a right to tell them that what they're doing is wrong. Another example is the Yitzin Bikur, the Kinsim Mishabes. So there's certain shoes that there were places that were noyeg they wouldn't wear on Shabbos. And the specific shoe we're talking about is Kur de Kisan. So Kur de Kisan was shoes that didn't fit tightly on a person's foot. And there's a concern that the shoe's going to fall off. Now what's going to happen if it falls off on Shabbos? Sheme Yavi Renu Dal and Amrits B'Shos HaRabim, the Gzeru that underpins so much of Masech de Shabbos. So says the Gemara, the halach is, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. V'dein Yoytzim Kur de Kisan B'Shabbos B'Biri. Biri was a city. And in this city, people didn't go outside on Shabbos wearing the Kur de Kisan. Maisa B'Yehuda B'Hil B'Bonim B'Shol Rabbi Gamliel. Again, the same two sons, Rabbi Gamliel, Yehuda and Hill. Shayatzim Kur de Kisan B'Shabbos B'Biri. They were in Biri for Shabbos. And again, they're mazel. They did something that was against the Minhag HaMakom. They walked out wearing the Kur de Kisan. V'lazo Aleihem HaMedina. And everybody started talking. It's a different shtat. They said, we never saw anything like this. They took the shoes off. They gave it to their avodim. Again, why'd they have to do that? It's really mutter. It's just a cherem nagum and nisr. As you tell me, oh, I know why. Because iat rashoi latir b'fneim. But if Rav Chisda is right that the only time that's true is for people that we're worried about, it's people like the Kutim over here. They weren't like the Kutim, these people. Again, this was a nice Haimish Kehila. So why didn't they just say, though, what you're doing is a Chumra Yisera. You see that they didn't want to. Another example. The halacha is you're allowed to sit on the benches that the Nachrim used to sell things on Shabbos. The Ein Yoshvin al Safsali Nachrim Shabbos Ba'akle. But in Akko, the other meaning was not. He once came to Akko, and he sat on one of these benches. And the whole Medina started talking. They said, we never saw anything like this. So when he heard people talking, Nishmat Agabi Karka, he sat down on the ground, meaning he confessed as if he did something. So why didn't he just tell them that it was mutter? So again, three questions from three kehilos where you find chashuva people did a kula in a place where people were machmer. So it was dvarim amutarim v'acherim nagu ben iser. They had an opportunity to tell the olam that you're wrong, it's okay what I'm doing, yet they somehow succumbed to the pressure and they just stopped doing what it was. V'chayra, what's the problem? So Bishlam, if you'll tell me dvar ma'mutarim v'achirim nagam emnisir iyatora sholilatirim b'fneim is true for everybody. So that's the answer. Iyatora sholilatirim b'fneim. But Rav Chisda said that it's not true. Rav Chisda qualified this halach. He said it's only true for people where there's a chashash that if you give them this kula, suddenly the whole Shabbos, everything is going to become very killed by them. Is that a concern in Akkoy? This shouldn't have been a concern in Kabul and Biri. These were chashuva cities. So there's no reason this should be a problem. In other words, the kash and Rav Chisda. You see from these tanon that they must have held not like Rav Chisda, that Dvar Ma'amutarim V'Achirim Nogim Ma'amnissi V'Yatarashol Latirim B'Fneim is not only true for people like the Kutin, but rather it's true for everybody, the Gemara says no. This is because these places, B'nai Medina Sayyam, Nami, these places were in Medina Sayyam, and being there, they're in Medina Sayyam, Kivin L'Shchichi Rabban Gabayu Kekutim Damo. Right, we're familiar with maybe get Medina Sayyam, Tzarech Shiyoyim Abafanai Nechtam, Abafanai Nechtam. Rabbi said, why? The people in Medina Sayyam, relative to the people living in Eretz Yisrael, so they didn't know Halacha as well, and as a result, they were concerned to be Mekel for them, and that's why this they treated them like Kutim. And because they treated them like kutim, so they invoked the principle of dvar ma'amutarim v'achirim nagam ha'misri ha'torah shoy latirim v'fneim, even though really they didn't have to. So the Gemara is going to go now and briefly analyze these three stories. So the three ma'isa shahayas, kachayas with tzadikim that found themselves in a certain city where they were mako on something that's really mutter, in a place where people were machmer, and they walked away. So Bishlam, I understand the chumrah of not sitting on the bench on Shabbos, where the goyim sell their things. Looks like you're doing business. I understand the chumrah of the people in Biri. They didn't wear certain shoes. Shoes that are very easy to fall off on Shabbos. Why? Because there's a concern they may fall off. And if they fall off, you'll pick them up, you'll carry them. But the first story was where Yehuda and Hillel, they were brothers, and they bathed together in a mikvah. And there was a place, Kabul, where the minhag was not to. What's wrong with two brothers bathing in a mikvah? So the Gemara says, it can be explained with the following braisa. Im hakol adam roichitz, a person's allowed to bathe with anybody. Chutz, me'aviv, his father, v'chamav, his shver, ubal imoy, his mother's husband, ubal achoysoy, and his sister's husband. The reason Rashi says is because all four of these people, if they were in a mikveh together, can lead they hear a raver. Rabbi Yehuda Matabav. Rabbi Yehuda says, with a father it's mutter, mipnei kovid ovid, because sometimes a father needs someone to help a man in the mikveh, so to be mishamashim, we look away from this. For then the balimai, because balimai also there's a mitzvah of kibbutz v'asin, you know. Either way, this is mi'ikir adit. Now the people in this city went, v'gazav b'shneiach, they said, even two brothers shouldn't. Why? Mishum balachos, because one of the four people that were mentioned is your sister's husband. Oh, your sister's husband is aser, your brother really is mutter. However, they went and they made a chumrah and they said, even with your brother, this is something should be a tana. Talmud lo yirchatzim rabbi. A Talmud should not be together with his rabbi. Rabbi tzarech lo, just like a father, even though it's not something the katechili is supposed to do. But mutter, it's going to be mutter. Either way, you want to know what the issue would have been with bathing two brothers, it's related to this idea of Bala Chaysoy is Asim Mishum Hira Aveira. So it's for that reason they answered it by two brothers as well. Yasser Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, another story, May Inyan Le Inyan Ba'isa Inyan. When Rabbi Bar Bar Chana came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Achal Da Ayitra. He ate the Ayitra. So the Ayitra is a certain chalev, it's a certain fat that's controversial whether you can eat it or you cannot eat it. Now, Mi'ikra didn't, you're allowed to eat the Ayitra. However, in Bavel, the minhag was not to eat it. In Eretz Yisrael, they were mekel, the minhag was to eat it. So Rabbi Bar Chana lived in Eretz Yisrael, and he ate the Ayitra. that part of the animal. Now he comes to Bavel, where the minhag was not to, and he ate it anyways. So the Gemara says, "Ola gabei Rav Avira sapa v'Rav Breid Rav Huna." Rav Bar Rav Chana is sitting down, he's eating, and on his plate is the dayitra, and these two Amayuroim come from Bavel, and they see him eating there. Kim the chazinu, kasim inah. As soon as they saw him, he hit it. Asav Amalei Abaye. They came and they told Abaye the story. Amalahus, Abaye epically told them, Shavincho kikutai. You know what was going on here? Rabbi Rabbi Chana is treating you like a kuti. And the reason is because this is Dvarim, Amutarim, Vacherim, Nagu, Ben Nisr. Now, the halach is Iyata Rashoi Latirim Bifneim. But Rav Chisda already said, when is it true that Iyata Rashoi Latirim Bifneim? That's only for a kuti, or someone like a kuti, where there's a concern that if you show him that this is mutter, the next thing you know, oh, the chel of Dayitra is mutter, or the chel of is going to be is mutter. So the fact that he hit it, he didn't want to show you that where he comes from, this is really mutter. So vice dice, that he treats you like a kuti, meaning he's a little worried about you. But the Gemara asks an obvious question, and this is going to another very important piece in terms of understanding the high level and the big picture of minig as it relates to halacha. Very important line. Faith the Gemara. For Rabbi Bar Chana, lastly, other time, doesn't hold in the Mishnah? What did the Mishnah say? Noisin olav chumrei makom sheyatsa misham v'chumrei hamakom shehalach l'sham. The Mishnah said, there were different places in Klal Yisrael that had different minhagim. Our Mishnah happened to have been talking about halacha related to Pesach, obviously. We're learning Mesachtes Pesachim. Discussed the halacha of Erev Pesach, doing malacha on Erev Pesach, up until Chatzos. There was Makam Shenagu, Lasis Malacha, and then there was the Makam Shenagu, Shaloi Las Malacha. What did Mishnah say? If somebody goes Mimakam Lamakam, so Noisin all of Chumre, Makam Sheyatz, Misham, Vachumre, Makam Shalach Lasham, he always supposed to go to Chumre, so Freitig and Maru. Rabbi Babrachana came from Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the minhag was to eat this fat. In Bavel, the minhag was not to eat it. Rabbi Bachanel treated this as Dvarim HaMutarim V'Acherim Nagu Bem Nisr. So, yeah, are you a kuti? You're not a kuti. You like a kuti? Freitei Gemara, L'chura, Ram to the Mishnah. These were two distinct minhagim in Klal Yisrael. So it's true, Rabbi Bar Bachana came from a place where they were Mekel, but he went to a place where they were Machmer. So what happened to the halacha of Noisnin all of Chumrei Makam Sheyatzim Misham? In this case, for Chumrei Makam Shehalach L'sham. You're visiting Bavel, you have to shtautzu to the Chumres in Bavel. Amar Abayim, Sabayim said, Hani Mili Mibavel L'Bavel. The only time that's true is if you're going Mimakim L'Makim, but from one part of Bavel to another part of Bavel. Or Mi Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Inami Mi Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. Or from Bavel, Eretz Yisrael. Avam Mi Eretz Yisrael, Bavel. A Yid that comes from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Loi. He does not have to shtaltzu to the minhagim of Bavel. Kivan Danan Kafinolu Avdinon Kavosai. And the reason is because Bavel was subservient to Eretz Yisrael. In what way? Number one, the Bezdan Agada was always in Eretz Yisrael. As much as often there was more Torah in Bavel than there was in Eretz Yisrael. But at the same time, Eretz Yisrael was where the Bezdan Agada was. Once upon a time, the Yomim Toivim depended on Bezdan being Mekadesh the Chodesh, which was something that happened in Eretz Yisrael. If you take a look at Tosfos, Tosfos gets involved in some raid we spoke about not long ago, and that is there's an idea of Avira de Eretz Yisrael, Machbim, Tosfos Dibra Maskel, Kiman Danan, Kaifinalu. But either way, Bavel was bottle to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore, if you go from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, this is not something that you have to shtal to. This was a biased teretz. Rav Ashi said a second teretz. And the second teretz, Rav Ashi's teretz is the halach. Filu tema Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. No. There's no question. Ahoylech mi makam l'makam, makam shenagu, noisinol of chumr, makam shahalach misham, chumr is to the place that you went to. That's true. Bavel, Eretz Yisrael, Bavel, and even Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. If that's the case, Rabbi Bar Bachana came to Bavel with the minhag was to be machmer on these chalavim. How come he himself wasn't machmer? Says the Gemara, because hani mili heichid ein daiti lach. So the only time this is true is if your das is not to go back. Meaning, if you plan on staying here, then already you have a shaila. I come from a place when a minhag is to do this. Now I'm settling in a place where the minhag is to do that. So it's the hotnin ha-shayla. And there there's a halacha. You take the chumra from the place you came and the chumra of the place that you're going to. Rabbi Bar Bachana was planning on going back. And because he was planning on going back, he had no obligation to shteltzu to the minhag ha-makom. So it's true in Bavel there was a chumra. And usually if someone goes mimakom shenagu one way, to a makam shenagu another way, you always end up going to chumrah. So if the place that you're in right now has a chumrah over the place that you're coming from, you would shteltzu to that chumrah, but that's only if you plan on settling there. But to the extent that you're daitei lachsen, you were planning on going home, this halach is not applicable. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana daitei lachsen hava. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was planning on going back, and because he was planning on going back, since for that reason, this halacha was not applicable. Of course, intuitively, you can see where this is going in halacha, and this is something that we're going to get to him Yetz Hashem in tomorrow's daf, or maybe in the next day's daf. But for now, weiter. Amale Rabba Bar Bar Chano Lebre, Rabba Bar Bar Chano, who we just mentioned, told his son, Bini my son, Loi Toicha, do not eat this dayitra. Meaning, this is in Bavel now. Eretz Yisrael, they ate it. Rabba Bar Bar Chano came from Eretz Yisrael. He ate it. But he told his son, don't eat it. Loi Befani, not in front of me, but Loi Shaloi Befani, even not in front of me. Anisha Ro'isis, Rabbi Yochanan, it's saying to me as follows. I saw Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'achal, I have a Messiah from Rabbi Yochanan. He was the Mara da Asra of Eretz Yisrael. So Kedai Rabbi Yochanan, listen, Mechalov. So therefore, I could be Slaymich on Rabbi Yochanan, Befanov, meaning I'm comfortable eating it in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan, who told me it's Mutter, Shaloi Befanov. And I'm even comfortable eating it, not in his presence. But Antalei Ro'isis, you did not see Rabbi Yochanan eat it. You just saw me eat it. That's not good enough. Loi toichal yushanin ben befana, not in front of me. Ben shaloi befana, certainly not in front of me. Zakti Gemara, pliy didei adidei. This comment that Rabbi Bar Bachana made seems to contradict something else that he once said. The Amar Rabbi Bar Bachana, Rabbi Bar Bachana said, Zakti Rabbi Yechem ben Elazar. I heard from Yechem ben Elazar who said, Pamach zaknasi yach Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya Ligin. He once followed Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya, into a garden. The Natal, and he took svichim kruv. He took the svichim of a cabbage. This was during Shemitah. The achal, and he ate it. The nasali, and he gave it to me. V'amali, and he told him, Bini, my son, b'fanai achal, eat it in front of me, but shaloi b'fanai lo itoichal, don't eat it. So first of all, what are svichim? Svichim are plants that grow on their own. So sometimes, just incidentally, seeds would fall into the ground while you were working the field, and the plants that grow from that incidental planting is what's known as svichim. Svichim has a special place in halacha in Hilchas Shvius. Really, it's kan mekoymei laharich, because if you take a look, the Rishonim were very mirich here. Rashi talks in his Pirish on this Gemara a lot about svichim, and there's a monster Tosfos writer, Dibra Maskel, kol svichim asurim chutz misvichei kruv, that goes into it very, very stark. However, for us, we're going to do what we do. So for us, we just have to know that svichim has a special place in halacha in the laws of Shvius, specifically the svichim of cabbage. Because we just need to bring out one point from the story. So again, Rabbi Bar Bachana said that I heard the following story from Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar. He said that he once followed, a lot of names, sir. He once followed Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Yosi ben Lekunya into a garden. It was during Shemitah. And he took the svichen of a kruv. He ate it. V'nasanli, and then he offered it to me. This is Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar talking. And he said, Bini my son, b'fanei echel, eat it in front of me. But shalei b'fanei lo'itech, don't eat it in front, not in front of me. Why? He explained, Anishu, he says, Rabbi Shimon b'yichoy sh'achal. He said, I have a maaser rav. I have a mesoira. I saw the great Rabbi Shimon b'yichoy eat it. So because I saw Rabbi Shimon b'yichoy eat it, kedai Rabbi Shimon b'yichoy list mechol b'fanav. V'shalei b'fanav, I'm comfortable eating it in the presence of Rabbi Shimon b'yichoy. And even though right now Rabbi Shimon b'yichoy is not here, but I have such a stark in the story that it's okay to eat, that I'm willing to eat it. But Atta, you, who didn't see Rabbi Shimon Echai eat it, you only saw me eat it, so b'fanai echol, in front of me, eat it. Shaloi b'fanai loy toichal, not in front of me, don't eat it. So the Gemara says, my Rabbi Shimon, what is this? Rabbi Shimon b'Echai seems, was matter to eat the svichin of a cabbage, where it seems that others argued. So the Gemara at the time learned to advise Shimon, let me call svichim asur mechutz misvichah kruv. All svichim are asur to eat, with the exception of the svichim of a kruv. She'en kayoitze ben beyer, because it's a very unique type of vegetable, and because it's unique, it's mutter to eat. The chachamim say call svichim asur, then all svichim are asur, even the svichim of the kruv. Shavayu libid Rabbi Akiva. They both were arguing. Had understands only Rabbi Akiva. At the time we learned to advise, hein loy nizav loy nesavus tvor seinu. This is one of the psukim that talk about Shmita. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said v'chim yachash ein zayir mehechanoisin. If the pasuk says that we didn't plant, we didn't sow, so obviously we're not harvesting. Hein loy nizra v'lein nesayif. So mikan must be Rabbi Akiva said l'svichin shein asur. Hein loy nizra, we didn't bekavana go and plant. So loy nesayif, we didn't harvest anything that was planted incidentally. So Rabbi Akiva said, you see from here, svichin are aser, and there was a machloikis Rabbi Shimon and the chachamim aliba the Rabbi Akiva. What about the svichim of a kruv? The Rabbi Shimon held that a cabbage is different. Why? Because it's very unique as far as a vegetable goes. And the Chachamim held not that way. But my komiflagi, what is the machloikis? Rabbanan said that I agree with you. A cabbage is unique. However, despite its uniqueness, we have to make a gzeira that Don't eat the svichim of a kruv, because if you eat the svichim of a kruv, you may come to eat the other svichim. Rav Shimon Sabra, Rav Shimon Adlaikos, we need a svichim of a kruv, about the svichim of the Alma, that this is not a gzera that we're going to make. So again, we didn't do the justice to this gemara, but really what we need from this gemara is one point. We're not learning hilchos shviyos, we're not learning the laws of svichim, certainly not learning the laws of svichei kruv. What we need is that we had over here a Tana, Rabbi Yochanan ben Elazar, who said that he once followed Rav Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya to a garden, and he was makel against something that the Chachamim were machmer on, based on a maisera, based on the fact that he had witnessed Rav Shimon ben Yochai makel. And he told this other person that was with him, he told Rav Yochanan ben Elazar, that you, if you want to be makel, you can, but only in my presence. Don't be meichel shaloi b'fani. See, I can be meichel wherever I want because I saw Rav Shimon b'Yochai do it. You didn't see Rav Shimon b'Yochai do it. You only saw me do it. So in front of me, who saw Rav Shimon b'Yochai, you can be meichel. But shaloi b'fani, you can't be meichel. What do you see from here? That if you saw someone be meichel in something that other people are machmer in, who himself saw someone great being meichel, you have the right to be meichel in the presence of that person. Now, who said this over? Rabbi Bar Bachana said this over. Sakhtin Gemara, it's a little bit of a problem. Because Rabbi Bar Bachana told his son, as it relates to the Dayitrin, this is in Babel now, he said, listen, I saw Rabbi Yochanan be Mekel, so I can be Mekel. You didn't see Rabbi Yochanan be Mekel, don't be Mekel. Not Befane, not Shaloi Befane. Rabbi Bar Bachana himself said, in a very similar situation, here we're dealing with certain fat, Asugi Mesach Teshulin, here we're dealing with the Svich HaKrub, Asugi Mesach Teshviz, but it's the same underlying principle, where Rabbi Bar Bachana saw something from Rabbi Yochanan, Shimon ben Rabbi Yossi ben Lakunya saw something from Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now we're already holding by a klisheni. So do you say that at the very least, in front of the person who saw it from the God, that I can be mekel? Or even then you can't be mekel? One place Rabbi Rachana said one way, the other place Rabbi Rachana said the other way. Says Zokti Gemara, as it relates to what Rabbi Rachana told his son regarding the Dayitra, Upliga Didei Adidei. He's arguing with himself. The Gemara doesn't ask it as a kashna, with a teres. The Gemara just makes a comment that this statement of Rabbi Shimon of Rabbi Bar Bachana is inconsistent with this other comment of Rabbi Bar Bachana. So going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, again, is discussing a halacha, or an idea, very much not a halacha, where there were different minhagim and klal Yisrael. To do work, Erev Pesach, up until Chatzos. There were places where the minhag was, lasis melacha, arvei psachim ad Chatzos. And then there were places where the minhag was, shaloi lasis melacha, arvei psachim ad Chatzos. So what does the Mishnah say? You should do whatever your minhag is. Okay, if you live in a place where the minhag is to do it, do it. If you live in a place where the minhag is not to do malacha, don't do malacha. So there the Mishnah said, what's the reason for that? Now I understand why I have to keep my own minhag. The Gemara said it right at the beginning of the daf. But now I'm going to your city. This is your minig. Vos habich metayna minig. This is your minig. The Teretz is, says the Mishnah, val yeshana adam mepnei machlik. It sounds like the reason is mepnei machlik. So one last Gemara. Says the Bishlam, ha'olchim makam sh'oisin l'makam sh'ein oisin. I understand that if someone's going from a place where the minig is to do malacha, he's going to go to a place where the minig is not to do malacha. Says the Mishnah, noisin olav chumra makam sh'olach l'sham. So the Mishnah says, go l'chumra, meaning, don't do malacha. Val yishana adam ebnei machloikis v'loy lov. If you ebnei machloikis, don't do malacha. Because there's a concern that if you're going to do malacha, somehow a fight's going to break out. But elo mi makim shein oisin lo makim shoisin. But what about in the reverse? Right? The Mishnah went two ways. If somebody goes from a place where the minig is not to do malacha, to a place that the minig is to do malacha. So what's the Mishnah saying? Al yishana adam ebnei machloikis. That make sure what? Make sure that you do malacha. I come from a place where the minig is not to do malacha. I just came to a place where the minig is to do malacha. So the Mishnah is saying, make sure you do malacha, because if not, there's going to be a machlokes. I thought you just said that you always have to go to chumra. So if I'm coming from a place that the minig was not to do malacha, so why am I doing malacha? Right? Right? The Mishnah says you're always supposed to take on the chumra. So if the Chumrah is the place that I'm going to, take on that Chumrah. If the Chumrah is the place that I'm coming from, take on that Chumrah. And then the Mishnah gives a reason. What's the reason? To take on the Chumrah of the place that I'm going to, that's Mipnei HaMachloikis. Be Machmah like that place. But what about the next halacha? I'm supposed to go to Chumrah like the place that I'm coming from. Mipnei HaMachloikis, I shouldn't. What's am I going to say when people see me doing things differently? Oh, because that's where I come from. That's where I come from. But I thought that's precisely the issue. I thought the issue is that if you're going to do it differently, then maybe an issue is going to come out. So if that's the case, then how could Va'al Yishana Adam Ibn Machloikis be a hezber on both halachas from the Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah said sometimes you're going to take on the chumrah of the place you went to, and sometimes you're going to take on the chumrah of the place that you're coming from. So Bishloim Mipnei Machloikis, take on the chumrah of the place you went to. I got that. But Mipnei Machloikis, take on the chumrah of the place I'm coming from. Pukfakert. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, you're right, Aresha. When the Mishnah said, Vayishana Adam Mipnei Machloikis, what it means is if the chumrah is the place that I'm going to, Noisun all of Khumre Makim Shahalach Lisham, that makes sense. That's with Rabba says Lagama Safe. No, really it's going back on the safe as well. The Hakakama, this is the way you're supposed to read it. Ain bizum ibnei shinu machlaikis. What the Mishnah is saying is that you're supposed to take on the Khumra of the place you're going to Mibnei Machlaikis, but sometimes bringing your Khumra from where you're coming from is okay, and you don't have to worry about there being a machlaikis. My Khan, why? What's the case where the chumrah was the place you're coming from? You live in a town where the minig is not to do malacha. Now you're going to go to a place where the minig is to do malacha. So the Mishnah said that if you're coming from a place where they were machmer, they didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach, so don't do malacha, even though the minig amarakim is to do malacha. Says Rava, what are you worried about? Mipnei machlokes, you should have to do malacha. Rava said, don't worry about it. What's the worst thing that's going to happen? Just play it out, says Rava. Right? Maikra amrit. Haroya oimer, malacha asura. A person's going to see it's Erev Pesach, it's in the morning, get drangzach in the gas. You're not doing any malacha. So, wow, people are going to say, oh, he probably comes from a place, he must think that you don't do malacha. The next thing you know, there's a brawl. No, Rav says, not what's going to happen. Neima Amri, what's going to happen is, people are going to say, kama batloni have a bishuk. He's going to think you're a batlon, that's all it is. It's not going to be a machlokes. If you do malacha, where you're not allowed to do malacha, yeah, that's going to maybe cause a machlokes. But to not do malacha in a place where they do malacha, why should that turn into a machlokes? People will just say, kama batloni have a bishuk. By the way, Rav was the Rav in Mechuza. We saw yesterday's daf. You know, Rav, it sounds like a sechkidreit mitasach batlonim. So, you know, this is not what it is. Don't worry about it. People are just going to think that you're not working. But people aren't necessarily going to accuse you of machlokes. You're not instigating anybody. You have nothing to worry about. And as a result, where it's negeya, where it's pertinent, mibnei machlokes, that's where this halacha is true. But there actually are times where you don't have to worry about a machlokes. So the bottom line is this. As it relates to adhering to minig, that's a pasuk. Mishlei Perik Aleph, Shema Beni Musar Avicha, V'yaltita Yishtoras Imecha. As it relates to Ha'olech Mimakim L'makim, that's already related to Machloikis. So where there's a Svar of Machloikis, Al Yishana Odom Ibnei Machloikis, and Fakert, there's also an idea of, you can take on the Chumrah of the place you went to, because sometimes, like Rava said, Ein Bezu Bipnei Shinui HaMachloikis. Regardless, the topic of today's daf was the idea of Makim Shinagu, where you have different places that had different menhagim and klal yisrael, and exactly how this was treated from a halachic perspective, exhale. So the truth is, the topic of menhagim is very, very interesting. It's something that permeates our daily life, and really it can be broken up into a whole bunch of different subcategories, but just to get the ball rolling a little bit, and just to make a haskala, maybe do a deep dive into a little bit of lumdus, in terms of how minhagim work, and then from there we'll work into, you know, maybe some halacha lemaisa. And that is that minhagim play a very important role in Judaism. So there are people that have the minig that on Pesach, learning Masechtas Pesachim, they don't eat gebrachot. Then there are people that have a minig that they do eat gebrachot. There are people that have a minig that Shmini Atzeres, they dafke in a sukkah. Yesuve yasvinon. Then there are people that fakert. On Shmini Atzeres, they dafke don't eat in a sukkah. There are people that daven nusach svard. And there are people that daven nusach ashkenaz. So there are a lot of different quote-unquote minhagim that we find in Klal Yisrael. And as we saw in today's daf, a minig is a real thing. The Bnei Baishon, and the Bnei Tzidon, the Bnei Biri, the Bnei Kabul, the Bnei Akkoy, these were people that came from cities where there were certain minhagim, dvarim amutarim, v'acherim nagu behem iser, gebrocht, but at the same time, it was a real thing. And it's even based on a pasuk. Shema b'ni b'usar avicha, v'altita ishtar esimecha. But unbeknownst, the truth is, there are a lot of things that all of Klal Yisrael do. These are things that are not really customary, quote-unquote, but the only reason we do this is because of Minig. And in fact, some things that every little kid knows about are things that we do, not because it's a mitzvah d'Oraisa, not because it's a mitzvah d'Rabbanon, it wasn't a Gzeiras Chazal, it wasn't a Takana, but simply because of Minig. Just three examples. The first example is Hoshana Rabba. There's a discussion in the Gemara Masechta Sukkah Daf Mem Daled, and the Gemara says, what's the source of Hoshana Rabba? You go around the Bima seven times with the Hoshanas, and it's of course based on something that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, but what's the origin of Hoshana Rabba? So Gemara says, Machlekes. One man Dama says it was a Takana Sanavim. Another man Dama says, and this is what we paskin like, it's a Minig Hanavim. It was a Minig. It was a minig that was instituted by the prophets. The Nevi'im, Chagi, Schari, Malachi, they said at the beginning of Bayesheni that it would be a nice thing. You don't have to. It's not mandated. It'd be a very nice thing that on the seventh day of Sukkah, we take our Ishanis, we take the Aravis, and we go with our Aravis around the Mizbeach, and which eventually evolved into around the Bima. But the point is this was all a minig. The Makar to it is 100% a minig. We say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus Daf Chav Ches that there's no obligation to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The reason we say Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. The Gemara says Rav came to a city, so they were saying Halal on Rosh Chodesh. What's going on over here? Why are you saying Halal? He said, oh, minig I'm saying to be a day. It was a minig. We say Halal on Rosh Chodesh simply because it's a minig. It's not a mitzvah d'Oraisa. In fact, most Rishonim hold that even Halal on Yontif is not a mitzvah d'Oraisa. There's a Das Yochid, the Shitas Ramban, the Shagas Aryeh has a whole Arichas on this Ramban. But there's a Das Yochid, the Shitas Ramban that holds that Halal on Yontif is a d'Oraisa. B'yom Sim Chaschem, uv'mayadechem utkatem b'chatzoitzres. But as it relates to Halal on Rosh Chodesh, it's definitely not a d'Oraisa. It's not even a d'Rabbanon. It's a Gemara Mefureshes, Tainus 28. Minig Aviseinu b'yodeinu, to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh is a minig. And perhaps the most famous minig that we have as Jews is Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. So once upon a time, the Chodesh, the new month, was instituted by Beis Din. Two Edom would have to come to Beis Din, say that they saw the new moon, and Beis Din, based on their Edos, would be Mekadosh the Chodesh. If Beis Din wasn't Mekadosh the Chodesh, so it couldn't have been Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh wasn't dictated based on a calendar, but rather it was dictated based on when Beis Din was Mekadosh the Chodesh. And this was very important. The reason is because Yontif is a mitzvah esesh as mangaroma. It's based on a day of the month. You only know what day of the month it is if you know when Rosh Chodesh is. So if you know that Rosh Chodesh is on Wednesday, so then based on that, you'll be able to figure out when Yontif during that month is. But if you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is, you have no ability of knowing when the Chodesh is. And it was a little bit of an issue because the people that lived in Eretz Yisrael, so they lived in close proximity to Yerushalayim, which is where Beis Din decided when it would be Rosh Chodesh. They were able to know when Rosh Chodesh is like this. They were able to celebrate. They knew what time Yontif was supposed to be. But the Yidden that lived in Chutz Laaretz, they lived far away. And because they lived far away, there were no means of communication like we have today. They had no ability of knowing when Rosh Chodesh is. So Beis Din would send out shluchim, and these were Yidden, shluchim, the Rachmana, Shadars. They would go out and they would notify on behalf of Beis Din, this kehilo, you should know that Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Revi. It's like this, they're going to know when it's Pesach, they'll know it when it's this Yontif. Don't know what you're supposed to do. However, sometimes people didn't find out on time. And they actually had no idea when Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be. Which meant that it can always be one of 2 days, right? Rosh Chodesh can't be the 12th day of the month. There's one of two possibilities. And because of the two possibilities, one Rosh Chodesh might be, and they didn't know when it was, so they would keep 2 days Yontif. This is something that we did a more elaborate introduction on when we learned these sugyos in Masechta Zeirah not so long ago. Madvar Matikin, this is something that on some level we're all familiar with. So what happened was, is that the Yidden in Golus, they didn't always know Rosh Chodesh. And for that reason, they used to keep 2 days Rosh Chodesh. They hedged themselves. So we'll keep today, because maybe it's today. We'll keep tomorrow, maybe it's tomorrow. The Gemara in the beginning of Masechta Zeirah says, nowadays, we have a calendar. We don't rely on Beis Din anymore to be the Mekadosh the Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is in Eretz Yisrael, the same time it is in Chutz Laaretz. There's no Shluchim. We don't have any of this anymore. So based on that, said the Gemara, L'chayra, we should only keep 1 day Yontif, whatever the right day is, even in Chutz Laaretz. Maishno Chutz Laaretz in Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, you're right, I hear what you're saying, but minig aviseinu biyadeinu. The minig always was in Chutz Laaretz, they kept 2 days Yontif. And because the minig was in Chutz Laaretz, they kept 2 days Yontif. And by the way, the Gemara says, it could always change. You never know, we may go back to the way the world once was. And because of that, Beis Din and Chazal said that in Chutz Laaretz you should always keep a second day Yontif. But it comes out that this second day of Yontif that we keep in Chutz Laaretz is really today based on a minig. It's simply based on minig aviseinu biyodeinu. So these are three examples of minhagim that are not mokim shenagu azoy and mokim shenagu azoy. These aren't halachas necessarily where it's tully, but these are things that were instituted on a chazal level that in many cases are negeya all yidden, and in some cases are negeya a tremendous chelik of Klal Yisrael. And again, we just mentioned three examples. Hoshana Rabba, Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and Yontif Sheni Shel Golias, which is of course only negeya people that are living in Chutzar. So with that introduction, the Rambam in Hilchas Brachas Perek Yer Aleph Halacha Dezayin says, Kol Dava Shehum Minig, anything that's a minig, anything that a Yid does, not because he's mandated and obligated to do it, but simply because the minig is, as Azay Fit Minzach, there's certain minhagim that were instituted by Chazal. Says the Rambam, anything that's a minig, afal pisha minig neviyamu, even if it's a minig neviyah, meaning this is a real minig, kigoyin, netilas arova bishviyah shalchag, ve'ein tzaruch lemi minig hachamen, and certainly a minig hachamen, kigoyin, kriyas halab rashi chadashim, chalosh pesach, and chalomay pesach, says the Rambam, all these examples ain't mevarchan alav. Now, loch is, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on something that a yid does based on minig. So, Hashana Rabba, when we take the Hashanas, we don't make a bracha. Why not? Because it's a minik, says the Rambam. And you don't make a bracha on a minik. When you say halal on Rosh Chodesh, says the Rambam, you don't make a bracha. Now, we do make a bracha. We don't paskin like the Rambam. But the Rambam did paskin like the Rambam. And the Rambam says that when you say halal on Rosh Chodesh, being that the whole chiyuv to say halal is based on a minik, so it's for that reason, says the Rambam, that loch is, you're not going to make a bracha. Now, the makart in this Rambam is a mefurish gemara mesachta sukkah. We mentioned that there was a machlekes amongst Chazal, with regards to the origin, the makar, the rest of the story of the minig of a arava of a shana rabba, was it a takonas Chazal or was it only a minig Chazal? Zochti Gemara, Amar Ivoy. Ivoy said, "Havakoyim the kamed Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik. I was once in the presence of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik. Va'aisiyahu gavra Rabbi kamed, and somebody came in front of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Tzadik with aravis hashana rabba. Shokol, he took it. Chavit." He did what he's supposed to do with Aravis, v'loy barich, and he didn't make a bracha. What's the pshat? So Ivoy said, kosovar minig neviyamu. Must be that it's only a minig, and because it's a minig, you don't make a bracha on a minig. Ivo v'chizki, another story, Ivo v'chizki b'nei b'arti d'rav, they were the enoklach of Rav, I saw Rav the kamei d'rav, and they were there when somebody brought an Arava to Rav, chavit, Rav clapped in shan, it's v'loy karech, barich, and he didn't make a bracha. Kosovar, the Gemara says, why didn't he make a bracha? Minig neviyamu, because he held it was a minig, and because it's a minig, you don't make a bracha on a minig. And this is the makar to the Rama. Kol dava shehu minig, afal pisha minig neviyamu, kigoy netila sarava b'shvi, ne'en tzaruch loymar, halan rish chodesh, ein mevarchan halav. Tosfos, in Masech Tesukah, daf mem dalet amud beis, on that Gemara, asks Akasha. He says, that's true. You don't make a bracha on a minig. Yontif sheni shel galus. The second day of Yontif, you make kiddush. The second day of Yontif, you daven. You make brachas. How can you tell me you don't make a bracha on a minig? How can you tell me that if there's something that Yidden are doing only because of a minhag, not because of a din, you don't make a bracha? Mefurish Gemara. L'chayr frey Tosfos. What about Yontif sheni shel galus? On Yontif sheni shel galus, we do make brachas. So l'chura, how does it stem with this Gemara? Says Tosfos, you have to say that it's true, we make brachas on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. However, we'll never say on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus the word vitzivanu. Vitzivanu we don't say. And that's where Chazal had a kpeda. You want to know where Chazal had a problem with making a bracha on a minig? They had a bracha of making a bracha sheket ishanu b'mitzvoisav vitzivanu. It's the vitzivanu that they had a problem with. And when you make kiddush on Yontif, you're not going to say vitzivanu. When you daven a Yontif to get davening on Yontif, you're not going to say the word vitzivanu. And because you're not going to say the word vitzivanu, you don't have to worry about it. In other words, Tosfos says there's no problem making a Yontif to get bracha on Yontif Sheni Shel Galus. There's no problem of saying the Shem Hashem in the context. There's no problem of saying the Shem Hashem in the context of a minug. It's not a question of a bracha shein etzricha. It's not a problem of a bracha levatola. The issue is something else. The issue is that you can't make a bracha and say asher kedishanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu. You know why? Because you weren't commanded to do this. Because what you're doing is merely a custom. And it could be the custom was instituted by the rabbis, even by the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im said this would be a good minute. That's fine. But they never said you have to do it. They never gave it the umph of a mitzvah. They never gave it the umph of a chiyuv. It's just a minute. Instituted by Harei Olam. Gevaldik. But at the same time, how could you say Vitzivanu? No one ever commanded you to do it. So Tosfos says, it's not a proud of making a bracha, the Shem Hashem, on Yom Tov Sheni with a... No, that you can do. You want to make Kiddush, make Kiddush. It's not going to be bracha v'atala. It's the magic word that you're not allowed to utter. It's the magic word of Vitzivanu. As I said, Tosfos, freak the Ran, a bombakasha. He says, I don't understand. It's true that when you make Kiddush on the second night of Yom Tov, you don't say Vitzivanu. However, there are times that you will say Vitzivanu on a Yom Tov Sheni Shogalis. For example, the second night of Pesach, you sit down by the Leila Seder and you take out the matzah. Asheket Yishonu b'mitzvoyse Vitzivanu al achilas matzah. The second day Rosh Hashanah, you're going to make a bracha on Tkiyah Shofar. You make brachos on the on Yom Tov Sheni. It's not a bracha on the Yom Tov, no niach. But what about the Asheket Yishonu b'mitzvoyse Vitzivanu that you're going to make a matzah? At the end of the day, why are you eating matzah? You eat matzah because of the minute. And you're saying, Asheket Yishonu b'mitzvoyse Vitzivanu. So Freik, the Ran, he says, I don't understand Tosfos. What's Pashib Shan? How do you understand what Tosfos said? Tosfos is saying that it really you can't make a bracha on a minute. Why? It's because of the Vitzivanu. So wherever you're not going to use the word Vitzivanu when you're Nusach HaBracha, you don't have a problem. What about the mitzvahs that you do on Yom Tov Sheni? For example, we're learning Pesachim. The mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. Achilas Matzah on Yom Tov Sheni Shagolis. You're going to say Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvah to Vitzivanu. So you're making a bracha on a minhag, and you're even saying the word of Vitzivanu. The Briskerov in Sefer, in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Yid Aleph Halacha Tezayin, on this Rambam, the last Rambam in Hilchas Brachas, he answers the Ran's Kasha, but behektim one other very, very shtarkar. So again, we have a bracha in Masechtas, we have a Gemara in Masechtas Sukkah, Daf Mem Dalet, where the Gemara is discussing the origin of Hoshana Rabbah. The Gemara says, there were those that were that held that it was a Takana Sanavim. There were others that held that it was a minig hanavim. The Gemara says a big nafkamina. You know what the nafkamina is? You make a bracha. If it's a takana, you would make a bracha. You always make a bracha. If it's a minig, you wouldn't make a bracha. What's Pashup Shad? Why is it that you don't make a bracha on a minig? And the truth is that Tosfos already added a knitch. Tosfos said because you can't say Vitzivanu. And because you can't say Vitzivanu, so it's for that reason you wouldn't be able to make a bracha. So said the Brisker Rav. Let's clarify one thing. When you make a bracha on a mitzvah and you say Vitzivanu, what do you mean? Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hashem K'nishanu b'mitzvos Vitzivanu al achilas matzah. You're acknowledging the fact that the Eibishter commanded you to eat matzah. Right? You're sitting down with your matzah. Hashem K'nishanu b'mitzvos, you sanctified us with your mitzvahs. Vitzivanu and the particular mitzvah that you gave us, Kedusha, that we're describing right now in this bracha is the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Who was Vitzivanu? Hashem was Vitzivanu. Now, when we make a bracha, when we do a mitzvah d'rabbanan, we also make a bracha. For example, Ner Chanukah. You light the menorah, you make a bracha. Hashem k'dishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. How do you say v'tzivanu on l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah? V'tzivanu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? You're talking to the Eibishter. Baruch atah Hashem, Hashem, our creator, v'tzivanu l'hadlik ner shel Chanukah. Where did Hashem command us to light the menorah? Hadlokas haminoyra is a derabban. It's not a deraisa. So where's the vitzivanu lahadak ner shel Chanukah? So the Gemara asks the kasha. It's the Gemara Masech the Shabbos Perek Mem Adlikin Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. Frit the Gemara Vehichan Tzivanu. Rav Avi Amar Rav Avi sent me loy saser. It says in the Torah Al Pi Atayra Sheyorucha Malam Mishpat Asheyomel Chotasa Loy Saser Men Adavah Sheyagidu Lachayom Anasma. A yid has an obligation to listen to anything that the rabbanim tell him to do. I mean that the rabbanim told you to light the menorah. So now you're obligated mid deraisa to light the menorah. So if you're not going to light the menorah, you're going to be over a deraisa. So what's the deraisa? So you want it over Hechon Tzivanu. How could you say Hashem Kedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu l'adik ner shel Chanukah? The teretz is loisosim en adavar ashe yagidu l'choyom en esmo. Meaning, where the Chachamim told you you have to do something, that's as if the Torah said you have to do it. Because anything that the rabbis tell you have to do, you're obligated to listen to. Because there's this general umbrella halacha that's called leisasim en adavar ashe yagidu l'choyom en esmo. So say the Rishonim, that's why you don't make a bracha on a minute. So he's a grashy, so he's a tesis. It's very posh. When you do a mitzvah day raisa, you could say Hashem k'dishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu. The Torah mandated you to do this. Even when you do a mitzvah day rabbanon, you could say Hashem k'dishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu. Shabbos chav gimel amen aleph. At the end of the day, it's a mefurish gemara. V'heichan tzivanu lois saser. True, not the erev toichul matzlis, but lois saser. And adav eshti yigidu l'chon yamin esma. So at the end of the day, you can make a bracha. Why? Because you have a lois saser. So it's v'tzivanu. But a minig, nobody told you you have to do it. The Torah didn't say you have to do the minig, and the Rabbanah didn't say you have to do the minig. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Hashana Rabbah, and even the Rabbanah didn't come and say you have to do Hashana Rabbah. It doesn't say in the Torah to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh, and even the Rabbanah never said you have to say Halal on Rosh Chodesh. The Rabbanah instituted a minig. They said it would be a very nice thing if Jews all over the world take this upon themselves as a minig. But they've never obligated you to do it. So if they didn't obligate you to do it, it's just suggested, quote unquote. But it's not something that you need to do. That's why it's a minig and not a takana. That's why it's a minig and not a gzera or a chiv. So if that's the case, that's why you don't make a minig. So says the Brisker Rav, that's the pashup shot when you learn the Gemara, Sukkah daf mem dalet. Why don't you make a bracha on a minig? Because you can't say vetzivano. Because there's no vetzivano. It's not a deraisa, so you don't have a vetzivano from the deraisa perspective. And it's not a derabbanan, so you don't have a loy saser. So you don't have the vetzivano from that perspective either. But he said the Brisker Rav, if that's the case, a chabah groysa problem. Because the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Mamrim, the Rambam famously brings his sheet of Lysasar, right? The Rambam is the one who made a very big deal about Lysasar and said that anytime a person violates an Issa de Rabbanon, he's also violating an Issa de Raisas. In the world of Lysasar, says the Rambam, Kol Misha Einu Issa Bahira Asan. Any person that doesn't listen to something that the Rabbanon say, Oiva Beloysase, he violates a Loysase. Shenema Loysasim and Adavar Ashniyagidu Luchayom and Usma. Says the Rambam, skipping. Echad Varm Shalon Ois Mipiashmu. It doesn't matter if this din the Rabbanon is Mipiashmu, Vain Torah Shabal Peh. It doesn't matter if this is Torah Shabal Peh. Echad Varm Shalon Ois Mipi Daitim Achsman Amidishatur and Dreshatan. It doesn't matter if this the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon said to do, they learned that from one of the Yudgim and Midashatur and Midrashatan. Echad Varm, I'm skipping again, Shalso Oisim Siogotur. It doesn't matter if this that they institute was because they were protecting the Torah. Ulefim mashal trichot. Hey, it doesn't matter if these were gzeirois, v'hatakonois, v'haminhagois. And it doesn't even matter if it's a minig. Bechol echad ve'echad mishloishet varam elu. Any one of the aforementioned mitzvahs asay lishmoya meh. For over al achas mehen over belois asay. Says the Rambam, there's something called laisas. Anytime the Rabbanan tell you to do something, you have to listen. And it doesn't matter where the Rabbanan got it from. You don't ask questions. You know why? Because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if this is a mipi ashmu, they have a messiah on it. It doesn't matter if this came from one of the drashas, yudgim lumida shatar in the drashas ben. It doesn't matter if this was a gzeiro, shemi yavi renu dal rames pishos arabim, or mishum shchika samimonim, or ashvi egumais, or whatever. It doesn't matter if this is a takano, like netilas yadayim. It doesn't matter if it's a minig. Anytime the rabbis tell you to do something, you have to listen. And if you don't listen, you're over the mitzvah saseh, and the lois saseh of lois sasim and adover ashe yagidu l'chayom in usma. So Frank Maron agrees, Frank the Brisker Rav and Sefer, if that's the case, if the Rambam holds that when the Chachamim institute a minig, you have to observe the minig, so much so that if you don't, you violate Lo Yisaser. So what's pshat in the Rambam that the Rambam says, Eim Evarchin Ala Minig? The Rambam says, Kol Davashu Minig, Abba Bishu Minig Vivim, Vein Tzorch Lavi Minig Chachamim, Eim Evarchin Ala, Frank the Brisker Rav, I don't understand. The Makartin Rambam's a sugi Mesach Tesukah. But if you learn Mesach Tesukah, Rashi and Tosis both learn, the reason you don't make a bracha is because of the Tzivano. Because where's the Tzivano? How can you make a bracha if you aren't commanded? You weren't commanded by the Torah. This is not a din deraisa. And even the rabbis never told you have to do it. It was only a minig. So if there's no din deraisa and there's no loisaser, so you don't even have the Gemara, Perek Mem Madlikin. It's not even like the Hadik Ner Shel Chanukah. Ve'echan tzivanu nowhere. That's why you can't make the brach. Oh, but the Rambam, the Shittah say holds that even on a minig of the Chachamim, that there's a loisaser. If there's a loisaser, that means there's no difference between a minig of Chazal and a takhanas Chazal. So just like the Gemara says, when you light the menorah, you can make the brach. Hashem Kedi Shonu B'mitzvot if it's fun, Hadik Ner Shel Chanukah. When it comes to a minig as well, Arava, you want to know how you can make the bracha Shekhid Yishonu b'mitzvayis of Itzivanu? The teretz is loisaser. There's no difference between Sukkah Mem Dalid and Shabbos Chav Gimel, Sefreik de Brisker Rav, Tzorech Iyun Gadol. What's Pashut Pshat in the Rama? Says the Rav, V'haniru loyme b'das ha-Rama. And he says it's Pashut. You have to say the Rama had a whole different understanding. The Rambam understood that the reason you don't make a bracha on a minig, it's not because you trip up on a technicality. Rashi and Tosfos says it's like a technical issue. The bracha is, Asheki Dishonu B'mitzvayis V'Tzivanu. There's no V'Tzivanu. It's not mandated mid-day-raisa. And even the Rabbanu never said you have to do it. So there's no Leisasa. So if there's no way of saying V'Tzivanu, so then there's no way to make the bracha. Really, you should make the bracha. But Vazal Matan, you can't say Shaker. It's not true. The nosach of the bracha is vitzivanu. We're not going to make up a new bracha. This is the nosach of bracha that we have. And if you can't say vitzivanu, say there's no way for you to make a bracha. So to Brisker Rav, the Rambam had a much more fundamental reason why you can't make a bracha on a minig. He says, you know why you don't make a bracha on a minig? Because brachos and birchos hamitzvos are brachos that you make on a mitzvah. So when you do a mitzvah, you make a birchos hamitzvos. But when you do something that's a minig, you don't make a birchos hamitzvos. You know why? Not because I can't save the tzivanu. How am I going to save the tzivanu? It's because in it came mitzvah. And the heftz of birchas hamitzvahs was instituted on mitzvahs. So when you do a mitzvah, you make a birchas hamitzvahs. When you do a minig, you don't make a birchas hamitzvahs. Why not? Because not a mitzvah. You do an aveira, do you make a birchas hamitzvahs? No, because you didn't do a mitzvah. If you do a davar shel reshus, do you make a birchas hamitzvahs? No, because you didn't do a mitzvah. So when you do a minig, you also don't make a birchas hamitzvahs. Why not? Because it's not a mitzvah. It's not because you can't save a tzivanu. Because in the Rambam's world, you could save a tzivanu. It's no problem. You could save a tzivanu. Because if you would violate the minig, you'd be over like sasim and adav, ashiya gidul chayam and a smile. There's no mitzivanu problem. So hadish mitzvah tzivanu. It's because it's not a mitzvah. Why would you make a bracha on something that's not a mitzvah? If it's a mitzvah, you make a bracha. Lahadik ner shalchanaka. There's a mitzvah to light the menorah. It's not a minig that we light the menorah. There's a mitzvah to light the menorah. Oh, it's a mitzvah to light the menorah. You make a bracha. Frank the Gemara, I understand. It's a mitzvah. You make brachas on mitzvahs, but the hechan tzivanu, the teretz is by saser. But when it comes to a minig, the reason you don't make a bracha is simply because it's not a mitzvah. And if it's not a mitzvah, there's no institution of brachas. So if there's no institution of brachas on mitzvahs, that's not a mitzvah. That's why you don't say it. It's the technicality of a tzivanu that you'd be able to. So to brisker rav lefizetz mi yushiv kimin choy me the rant's kasha. What was the rant's kasha? The rant said, I don't understand. You're telling me that you can't make a bracha on a minig. Why not? Because you can't save a tzivanu. So how's it possible the second night of Pesach you can make the bracha on achilas matzah? L'chayra, it the whole second night of Pesach is based on Yontav Sheni Shel Galus. Yontav Sheni Shel Galus is a minig. So if it's a minig, that means it's only a minig. In Mevarchan al Aminik, that's the sugya, Mesechta's sukkah, Dav Mem Dalet. So the Brisker Rav said, no, really, there's no halach that says, in Mevarchan al Aminik. The issue is you only make brachas on mitzvahs, you don't break brachas on minhagim. Said the Brisker Rav, and this is a little bit of a chiddush and lamdis, and that is that when you sit down and you eat matzah the second night of Pesach, even though the reason you're eating matzah the second night of Pesach is minhag aviseinu biyadeinu, the mechayev, the reason you're sitting at the Seder is because Chazal said, mezal zechazoy firin. But hain that I eat the matzah, I'm doing a mitzvah. The cheftz of achilas matzah is a maisa mitzvah, not a maisa of minig. The institution of Yontif Sheni is minig. But the matzah that I eat in the Yontif Sheni, this is something to think about. That's already a mitzvah. So the Ritz Gerov said, if it's a mitzvah, mikem machin abracha. If the issue was the vitzivanu, then the ran is gerecht. Vehechan tzivanu. Because you were never commanded on the second night of Pesach to eat matzah. Not midday raisa, not midday rabbanu. But the Rambam never had a problem with the vitzivanu. Because the Rambam holds that there's a lois saser on a minig. So you could say vitzivanu. Just like the Gemara says in Shabbos Chav Gimel regarding lehadik ner shel chanukah, you could say vitzivanu. So too as it relates to minig. You can say betzivanu. The problem was something else. It's not a mitzvah. You only make brachas on mitzvahs. So you're right. To the extent it's not a mitzvah, like a rava, all it is minig, or halon rish chaydish, all it is minig. So enochinami. So over there, the whole mitzius of what I'm doing now is a minig. You don't make a bracha on a minig. That's what Ram says. You don't make brachas. But as it relates to achilas matzah b'yontif sheni, even though yontif sheni is a minig, says the Brisker Rav, that just means the mechayiv of achilas matzah as a minig. But the kiyum is a kiyum mitzvah. And being that at the end of the day, it's there. I'm doing something that the Torah spoke about. And Chazal wanted me to do that mitzvah on the second night. Right now I'm doing a mitzvah. And to the extent that right now I'm doing a mitzvah, so for that reason you'd be able to make the birchas hamitzvahs. In other words, the rule is the ein mevarchin al aminig. The question is why? From Rashi and Tosfos and Masechta Sukkah and the Ran, it would seem that the yisoid of ein mevarchin al mitzvahs is more of a technical problem because the nusach of the brach is Hashem kedishanu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu v'heichan tzivanu, which is literally the Gemara's kasha in Shabbos Taf Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, and you don't have the Gemara's teretz. Gemara said, how could you ever make a brach on a mitzvah derabbanan? La'ad v'kner shel chanukah v'heichan tzivanu. The teretz was leisasim. So that's a good answer when it's a mitzvah derabbanan. But if it's only a minig of Chazal, so then there was no v'tzivanu. If there's no v'tzivanu, there's no leisasim. So you can't make the bracha. But said the Brisker Rav, the Rambam had a completely different understanding. The Rambam understood the reason you don't make a bracha on a minig, it's not because of a technical issue of the Heichan Tzivanu. Because the Rambam Lashitasai in Perak Aleph Halacha Beis and Hilchas Mamrim says that the same loy saser that you have for a mitzvah the Rabbanon, you have for a minig of Chazal. Why then can you make a bracha? It's because a minig is different than a mitzvah. Mitzvah l'chud and minig l'chud. And birchas ha-mitzvahs were instituted for mitzvahs. Birchas ha-mitzvahs was never instituted for minhagim. But the concept, as it relates very much to our perek, is that you see this idea, it brings it out very sharply, that this mitzvah and this minig. For lo yiroi zeh k'roi zeh. In the Rambam's world, that's ad ha-shava shebehen is yo'ivra lo yisosar in either one. Meaning, that yo'ivra the same lo yisosar midei raisa, if you don't like the Chanukah lecht on Chanukah, as you would if you don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. It's a lo yisosar mikol ha-dobar ash yogidu l'chayom n'asma. But in terms of what it is, one is a mitzvah. One is, the rabbi said, you have to do it. You have no choice. Just like the Torah says there's certain things you have to do, the Rabbanon also gave us certain things that we have to do. Minig is not something that the Rabbanon said you have to do. Minig is, the Rabbanon said, this is suggested. It would be very nice. I think this is a good custom. For whatever reason, they held back a little bit. They held back a drop. They never gave it the toikif of mitzvah. I am Lashoni Azov Shalmaran Agriz in that piece. I to see it inside. It's beautiful. But he speaks out clearly that every minig, Chazal, for whatever reason, they didn't want to knock it out. They didn't want to give it that oomph, that punchline of mitzvah. They held back a little bit, and they only treated it as a minig. And this nafkamina is about the fact that all it is a minig. As it relates to our sugya, today's raid bite, what's the nafkamina? The Briskurovs, Hezber, and the Rambam, and then the Vilchas Brachas, and that is that on a mitzvah, you make a brachas on mitzvahs, on a minig, you don't make any bracha.